This edition of the Bang Radio Hour is brought to you by MyBookie, the industry-leading online sportsbook. Play, win, and get paid at MyBookie.ag. Enter the promo code BANG and MyBookie will match your deposit.
The following production of the Bang Radio Hour contains fictional material used strictly for satirical and comedic purposes, and it should not be accepted as being factual, and all voices are impersonated.
Well, let's see. Who can I suspect this?
Mr. Commissioner? Yes, the television ratings are in for the first week, sir.
Oh, good. How much did we kill it?
Well, they're a bit down, sir.
What? How?
Well, there was a couple of bad hurricanes last week.
I just don't understand it. How come people aren't watching? This is the NFL.
Well, it has been a rough week for a lot of people, sir.
I've done everything I can to make sure people enjoy the games as much as possible.
Of course you have,
sir. I put in all sorts of new rules to protect all the star players. People like new rules, don't they?
Well, I imagine so, but lots of people think they handicap the defense.
Defense? Nobody likes defense.
Well, you might be surprised.
I fine every defensive player I can. People love when players pay fines, right?
No, not really, sir.
Well, I suspend all the best players.
Yes, sir.
For ridiculous and inexplicable reasons.
Yes, sir, that's
true. Doesn't even matter if it's true. I suspend them because I can.
Yes, sir.
I've made it so the officials interfere with the game as much as possible.
Yes, sir.
All of my market research says that the fans want more minutiae and more ways for the officials to get involved.
Well, sir, about...
Well, this is ridiculous. What more do these morons want?
Sir, mostly I think that the fans just want a good football game.
Well, it's a good thing it's Thursday, then. Who've we got tonight?
We've got the Cincinnati Bengals and the Houston Texans, sir.
All right. That should be a real barn burner.
Hum, hum.
I am very happy to be here!
Oh, put stop it!
You like that?
Once you go deck, you don't go back.
Deck, deck, deck.
He's Jesus, bro!
Bang.
You know, we know what we're capable of. You know, have we shown it to the world yet? I don't think we have.
Welcome to the Bang Radio Hour.
Hold on. With Swumble?
This is football.
I'm at it with sucking.
Maybe there's a chance.
And now, here's John and Tom.
It's fourth down with 5 seconds to go. And here comes Youngway Koo. Born in South Korea, came to the United States and started kicking in the sixth grade. 44 yards to tie it. On its way.
Got a timeout.
And it's good, but a timeout called before the kick. Rookie will have to do it again.
Timeout.
Second time, and it is no good.
It's blocked here. Let's see who gets a hand on it.
Shelby Harris got a piece of it. Both came in as rookie head coaches. One will leave with the win, and it's Vance Joseph and the Denver Broncos.
Okay, first off, I don't think Rex Ryan's going to work on network television. He's not allowed to be Rex Ryan, and I don't like Beth Mowins on any kind of television talking in any way, shape, or form.
I don't care. I don't listen to him, and that game was on past my bedtime.
Okay, so there's your second game in the Monday night doubleheader of opening weekend, and you know that's ESPN only usually does one game except this one day out of one once a year on opening weekend, but normally they just have one game, so they only have this it's Gruden and what's his name, Tirico, and so but they had to get another crew to do this game, so they got Beth Mowins. It's like first Monday Night Football play-by-play or something. I don't know, whatever.
First chick
female.
Doing Monday Night Football, doing any play-by-play. Well, no, that's not true, though.
No. Oh, no, because she's done done Ohio State football on television. But I think it was first time anybody did a woman did play-by-play on Monday Night Football.
Had to be, because I can remember NBC had a woman do play-by-play for one game back in, like, the 80s to try it out, and nobody liked it.
Yeah, and that woman was, like, her idol. Beth Mowins' idol.
Of course.
Youngway Koo. Youngway Koo.
Youngway Koo, John.
Youngway Koo. Youngway Koo.
Imagine if he gets in the Super Bowl, how our Japanese friends are going to call that play if he gets the kick.
Cool. Oh, hell.
You know, the thing is, everybody bitching about Beth Mowins and about freaking Rex Ryan. I don't care. You know how much I listen to them? The only time I really listen to the announcers is to go, shut up, you fucking idiot, or to hear something stupid that we can use on this show. That's about it.
Jeez.
Although I do want to watch a game with Tony Romo. Did you see I guess you probably watched that game. Did you hear him calling plays as he was watching the line of scrimmage?
What game?
The Raiders and the Titans.
No.
They would come up to the line of scrimmage, and he would go, you're going to see a run to the left here. And boop, there they'd go. He goes, right now he's just called in. You're going to see a pass to the man in the slot. He's going to fade out of the flat. And boop, there it goes. It was pretty, yeah. I liked it, frankly. I'm like, you know, that's good. I want to see somebody that doesn't talk to me like I'm stupid. You see these guys? They're lined up. Here comes the snap. No, tell me. And then when he would say it, whoever his partner is, I guess it's Jim Nance, who was probably laying on the floor in a puddle of ecstasy going, oh, thank God, Phil is not here. Listen, somebody can talk football. He would ask him, what made you see that? And I thought that was interesting as hell.
Wait, he's on CBS, right?
Yeah, yeah, he's the number one guy on CBS. And he also has probably the smarmiest fucking smile I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. Well, he's going to do the Patriots-Saints game Sunday.
Yeah, that should be a national telecast, probably. And listen, he's good. I hope they don't tell him to tone it down. Don't say, hey, your audience is stupid. Educate him. Teach him. I mean, it's already bad enough that the NFL is giving us the Texans and the Bengals on week two national fucking football. Tom, you know what? Here's my top three things that were the best thing about that game last night. Ready? Number one, Mike Tirico. And that's all I got. That's it.
All right. Well, anyway, I hear nothing but complaints about her. It's not that she's a woman. It's her. I mean, listen to her voice.
It's fourth down with 5 seconds to go.
She sounds like Bob Uecker. Just a bit outside.
And it's a run up the middle. Oh, pile drived in the head.
It's fourth down with 5 seconds to go. And here comes Youngway Koo, born in South Korea. Came to the United States and started kicking in the sixth grade.
Into the windup in his first offering. Just a bit outside.
I would really like to hear Bob Uecker call a football game.
With her. You wouldn't know who was talking.
Oh, not with her. Put him with Rex Ryan.
No.
I'll bet you Rex Ryan was just disappointed because she wore flat shoes.
I was going to say, the woman's got to sit there and have Rex Ryan looking at her feet all night long. All right.
Probably not.
Hold on. Let's get going here. I'm Tom. He's John. Right. It's Bang Radio Hour number 302. And coming up, I prefer the concussion, please. Wow. Secret. Right. Kyle's got a secret, John.
Oh, he's got a secret.
He does. Driving Skip Bayless. Brian the Bully Kelly, your email, and more. But first, we got to start. I want to go back to this Monday night game that we were just talking about. It's got nothing to do with her. Now,
the Broncos game?
Yeah. Broncos. Okay, it's
there
not
were two games.
It's the second one because it's the one that she's on. Beth Mowins is doing with Rex Ryan. But then there's the sideline reporter. You know,
right?
Okay,
right.
And the sideline reporter's name is Sergio Dipp.
Yeah, he's famous now. He's super famous.
Oh, yeah. Well,
he's like William Hung now.
Youngway Koo.
Him too. All right.
I'm ready.
Those guys are just always having a party. Okay. So,
my favorites.
Sergio Dipp, he's down on the sideline, and his first 30 seconds on the screen, he became an internet star. You know, you got Vance Joseph. He's coaching his first game for the Broncos. Sergio Dipp, he is a reporter. Normally, he's a reporter for ESPN Deportes.
Deportes.
You know, Deportes. English is his second language. So he's pretty nervous, you know, but he's down there on the sideline, and he's trying to talk about Vance Joseph and Anthony Lynn. Anthony Lynn's coaching his first game with the Chargers, Vance Joseph with the Broncos, and here's what he said. And you talk about somebody with pauses.
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach Vance Joseph from here. You watch him now on the screen. This diversity in his background is helping him a lot tonight. Quarterback at Colorado, defensive back in the NFL, and here he is having the time of his life this night, making his head coaching debut.
But you know what? I tell you what, I really don't see everybody's problem with this dude. I mean, not granted, everybody liked it, but they all thought, listen to how stupid he sounds. That's a really good point, I think. He was a quarterback in college. He was a defensive back in the NFL. Now he's a head coach. He's using that to his advantage. He just sounded funny. And people in this country laughing at other people because of their funny-sounding languages, Tom, why, it's beneath us.
Mein lieber Schwan, hat der einen abgekriegt.
Jesus. We really should stop that.
Yes.
Honestly.
All right.
No, I don't think we should.
Okay.
All right. Well, now I forgot what the hell we were. Oh, we were talking about that guy, whatever his name was.
Sergio Dipp. Yeah, it was just because of,
you know. Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys.
It's because it sounds like he's reading and he's having trouble, like he struggles to be able to read. That's what it is. So it was just so awkward and kind of painful to listen to him try to talk. And then the next day he goes on Twitter and he apologized. Okay,
oh, the poor guy.
So, you know, I remember listening to it the next day and we were joking about it. And it's like, okay, and then it's over. And then he brings this back around and I think he made it worse. With this apology.
It's been a couple of hours now trying to digest what just happened to a 29-year-old Mexican guy. Making my debut as a minority.
God, he paused right there for a 29-year-old Mexican guy.
Yeah, that's me.
On American national TV, the biggest stage out there. On the most heartfelt day in this great country made up.
Oh, that's right. It was 9/11, wasn't it?
Dude, does he have a rose in his teeth? Is this like down to his third button is open on his fucking shirt? He's sitting in a windowsill in Puerto Rico with the freaking harbor out behind him.
Let me tell you, I was on the biggest stage of the world.
He starts tapping his heels around.
I am sorry, people of social media.
By immigrants, and on some people's perspective, it all went wrong.
By some people's perspective, it all went wrong.
Everything went just black. I don't know what happened, officer. One minute I was standing there doing my job, and the next thing I know, people are making fun of me all over the world.
All right, now as I'm playing this and we're talking about it and joking about it, I'm starting to think, okay, this guy, he saw people making jokes about him on Monday Night Football, and he thought, okay, this is my one opportunity to capitalize and become super famous right now. I've got to tag on the end of this.
Yep, I've got to turn this into a racial thing so I can get a bunch of lunatics at my back yelling and screaming.
No disrespect. All I wanted to do was to show some love to this two historical head coach.
That's all he wanted, Tom.
Hopefully, I'll have another chance and be sure I'll make the most out of it.
I will not let you down again, America. This I promise.
All I wanted to do was show some love to these two head coaches.
These two wonderful men. This one who was quarterback in college and defensive back in the NFL. Having the time of his life like a boy at Disneyland. I'm sorry. I did not mean to piss off all of the white people in America that would come after me with pitchforks.
Oh, Christ. You know, like I said, I would hope that he's not trying to do something like that just to stir up some bullshit so he can become some kind of fucking guy that's more famous than he is.
All right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I bet he has a cousin named Speedy. It's a good thing when they went down to the sidelines, he was somewhat prepared. Look at this coach over here. He's the guy over there. And there's another coach over there. I'm looking at him on the video board, and I can see him right over there. And it's kind of weird and makes me a little dizzy. I hope I don't throw up my enchilada right here on national TV in front of America. The biggest stage in the world.
This is Sergio Deep signing off forever.
All right, good. Let's move on. What do we, right. So what do we learn? What do we learn in week one?
What did we learn in week one?
What did we learn?
Well, Sergio Dip is not as bad as the guy that said boom goes the dynamite, even though everybody tried to make it sound like he was.
You are correct, sir.
Oh, well, I tell you what. Somebody asked us that in the email, as a matter of fact, so I might as well ask. What do we think? Go ahead and make a little bit too much out of week one.
Oh, I mean, from everything I watched and listened to, you know, because, I mean, sports radio and TV was all NFL Monday and even Tuesday, and it was great. It was awesome. Football's back.
Yeah.
What I discovered, John, is that there are 16 Super Bowl champions and 16 teams that suck.
Yeah, well, that's how it goes. That's how what it always is in week one. And I want to point out before I go any further that the person who asked us this question, Tom, is Zoltan Paksa.
Oh.
And he is captain of the Bang Radio Hour Hungarian fan base.
That's
and he
right.
He tweeted that to us. It cracks me up. We put out a show, and all of a sudden, all these Hungarian tweets are running around with at Bang Radio Hour in them, or hashtag Bang Radio Hour with all these.
I love it. I love it.
I do, man. I love it, too. So, overreactions to week one. What do you think about referees looking at the video board to make a call? That happened twice.
Okay. Now, I texted you toward the end of your football game. Hold on.
Right.
Hold on.
I ignored it because I was not in a happy mood at the end of the football game.
Okay. So, you never did see what I said?
I don't know. I don't think so. But it was Sunday. By that time of the day, I was in my frickin' cup.
Okay, I got to go. Oh, okay. I'm trying to remember what happened, but I texted you with better have Jerome Boger ready to explain that bullshit.
Oh, right. The fumble that wasn't a fumble, that was a forward pass that they called a fumble.
Yes! What? How? I don't get it.
Look, we saw his arm looked like it was going forward, but the ball wasn't in it because he had already passed it. You see, so that means that it was a fumble. I think.
John, tell
me. But it wasn't even him. But they did. They looked at the video board and corrected a call. They called Ryan Kerrigan for offsides. And up on the video board, 60 feet wide, you can see Zach Ertz didn't move once. He moved twice. And then Kerrigan reached over and touched him, and they threw the flag, called offsides. Kerrigan bitched and pointed at the board. The referee turned around and changed the call. He said, false start. I was like, okay. I'm all right with that. Frankly, get the shit right.
I did not catch that.
Yeah, and it happened in another game, too. And the referee that did it in the Redskins game is one of the ones that was hired full-time. So maybe now he doesn't have to worry about all the bullshit that they used to, and he can go ahead and make the right call.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I thought it was good. And, you know, other people don't think it's so good. I thought it was fine. It didn't take away any time. You know, it's not like they all gathered around and then waited to look and, like, slowed down a drive. The guy said, look, and he looked.
No, they did that. They slowed down and watched it over and wasted time and then got the call wrong.
And where?
On the forward pass that was ruled a fumble.
Oh, yeah. I guess maybe that was a makeup for looking at the video board. I don't know, because, yeah, it's hard to tell. In one view, it looks like maybe it comes out before his hand goes forward, but in another view, it certainly looks like it goes forward. And but the worst part about it is I've seen it called for a lot less. I've seen forward pass called for a lot less.
Yes.
The other bad thing about it is the way Kirk Cousins was playing, we weren't going to go down and kick any goddamn field goals or score any touchdowns. He was going to overthrow. He overthrows a 6'5" receiver by 10 feet.
But I want to know, how did you react when they called that a fumble after the review?
I like this.
What the fuck was that?
All right.
Holy all right. Shit, you morons!
All right. That's what... Right, yes. No, I mean, deep. I get it. I would have been freaking out, too, so...
I got the samurai sword down from over the mantle.
Hi-ya!
Oh, my God. I couldn't believe it. I said to Heather, my wife, I was like, John must be freaking out right now. And then I sent you that text, and that was it. I wasn't going to call. I didn't expect you to respond. I just...
Yeah.
I was like, I couldn't believe what I just watched happen.
Yeah. You know? I can't say I would have had faith that they would have actually gone down and done anything with the ball, but it is not good to lose on a play like that, especially when it was... You could easily call it the other way.
All right. So what's this with Kyle Shanahan? Why is he so secretive?
Oh, this was prior to the season starting.
Right.
In a press conference, they're asking him who his starters are going to be.
Right. And he didn't want to say.
Right. He's playing the old. If he does it like his father goes, well, I'm going to start Bozo the Clown. I'm going to start Jumbo the Elephant. And he just tells you any name he wants to tell you because he'll lie his ass off.
I'm not going to get into any exactly who's starting, especially, you know, like I said it with the safeties. I've said it with the tight ends. I'm pretty much going to say it with every position. Brian Hoyer starting. I promise you guys that. Staley starting. That's about everyone else. We'll find out on Sunday. So I don't mean to be a dick. it's the season now, and if there's any, that was bad. Show my immaturity. If there's any gray area, we'll figure it out on Sunday.
I never heard his daddy say that.
Tell you what, his father called him right up on the cell phone and said, never apologize for being a dick, son.
Right.
Just do it. Just look him right in the eye and lie like hell. Tell him anything you want to fucking tell him. Don't ever apologize for being a dick.
Here's one thing I learned about week one. Some things never change. The only difference in what Belichick says this time, it's the same words as always, only this time he was right.
They know what they're doing. I mean, they're very experienced at it. They know how to attack you. In all three phases of the game, they're good, great in the kicking game. They're good on defense. They're good on offense. They're a well-balanced team, which there's a lot of teams in the NFL that can't say that. But they're one of them that can. So they're at the top of the league in a lot of categories. They have a lot of good players. Yeah. They're a very experienced team. They don't have a lot of new faces. A lot of people that are back. He's kept the guys that were 1-4 last year that were 12-4 with. So
they're at the top of the league in a lot of categories. Nobody had played a game yet.
A lot of categories, Tom. Hey, they were number one in practice attendance. I'm telling you something, that right there, that means a lot. They were number one in having the Gatorade buckets filled at least three-quarters of the way full all the way through practice. Those kids were on the mark. They know what they're doing, and they're supposed to have 11 guys out there. They know that. They know what the ball is and that they're allowed to throw it and stuff like that. So,
well, they whipped his ass, didn't they?
We're on to New Orleans.
You're on to New Orleans. All right, Coach.
We're on to New Orleans. We're heading down to Bourbon Street.
All right. Well, Hugh Jackson, he sure likes that little DeShone Kizer, John.
He's so cute.
He's
he's just the cutest little dickens.
I like DeShone. You know, I like the feel of him on the sideline with me. I love our communication. He did some good things. There's some opportunities that he's going to be first to tell you wish he had back. That's going to happen to a young quarterback, you know, but this guy gave us a chance.
Oh.
He gave us a chance, Tom, and that's all you want. He opened up his heart and said, come on in and take a chance with DeShone.
Oh, I see.
He's just so cozy, Tom. I feel so nice and safe with him on the sidelines. It's a nice, nice feeling.
Wow.
I like DeShone. You know, I like the feel of him with me.
Now, DeShone, I told you not to wear the sparkles.
Oh, my God. All right. And then one other thing. This goes back to, I guess.
The good Thursday night game since we last talked.
Well, no. This goes back to a couple years ago. When the whole concussion craziness started.
The concussion craze.
Well, you know, I mean, they had the big lawsuit and all of that, and they put in all the new stuff was implemented, the rules about concussions, and the concussion protocol was set up and all that. And remember when we said guys are going low?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the only place you can tackle them.
And they're trading knees for concussions.
Right. Right, and it was obvious.
And so that came up with Stephon Diggs this week, and he said, give him the concussion all day. Listen.
I take a headshot any day of the week as far as, like, legs. You know, legs are very delicate, you know, and things like that. Injuries happen. You don't want them to happen on purpose, but I'd rather take that any day.
He'd take that headshot any day of the week over the leg.
Any day of the week. So if I see him, like, on Thursday walking down the sidewalk, I can come over and clothesline that motherfucker right behind the ear.
Yeah. Just don't hit him low.
Just don't hit him low. You know, he says that now, but I'm going to throw you a little tip there, Stephon. You're going to end up in a wheelchair anyway. You're playing football. It doesn't make any difference whether they hit you low or not, okay?
No, he's not necessarily.
Well, no, you've probably got about a 30% chance that by the time you're 60, you'll be able to walk right. But You know, if you go this way, you won't be able to think. Hey, yeah, Nasua Cravens is fucking retiring.
What the?
You know, Redskins
hell,
safety
man.
Retires. He quit. He didn't retire. You can't retire after a season. You quit.
I would like to know if he's been hanging out with Ricky Williams.
Dude, he is. I don't think so. I think he is a. I hate to use the millennials as this, but there's a lot of people nowadays that feel validated by their Facebook feed or by their Twitter feed or their followers. Oh, I have so many followers saying this. Y'all are going to get to know the real me. That's what he said right after he left. Once out, now I don't have the shadow of my employer over me. Y'all will get to know the real me. It's like, you idiot. Y'all are going to be gone. You're going to end up with 30 fucking followers, and one of them's going to be your route manager at UPS.
Right.
Dumbass, I'll give you a tip, Sue Cravens. When it rains, push the package up closer to the door. People like that.
Well, let's see what else. Week one. Oh, well, I enjoyed my football game, my Cowboys game.
I'm sure you did.
Well, you know, and the thing that was so great about it, I mean, obviously finally beating them in our own building, especially on opening weekend, which they seem to ruin every time we play there. But Ben McAdoo. Let's talk for just a moment, because I promise not a ton of talk about the Cowboys this year, but I got to mention Ben McAdoo.
Can we talk about the Giants, though?
Well, we're talking about Ben McAdoo.
Good.
Okay, so first off, he said before the game, the week before the game, they brought up, hey, it looks like Ezekiel Elliott's going to play now, you know, because they waited too long, and no matter what happened, he was going to be allowed to play week one. And they said, you know, how does that change your preparation for the game? He said, it doesn't. All backs run the same when there's nowhere to run.
Oh, Mr. Badass, Mr. Conan trying to lay it down. Yeah. Crom would be proud.
But except for that areas, those areas where the Cowboys ran for 129 yards, Zeke, of course, over 100.
Because as you can see, sorry, but Crom doesn't fucking care.
And then Wednesday, McAdoo... You know, we got a whole new secondary. We got a whole new defense, basically, for the most. I mean, not all of them. Half of them. Half of them are new.
Well, you know, you got a couple of warranties that you cashed in.
Right. And then he said, hey, if you know who's playing corner for him, you can let me know. Like, who are those guys?
Oh.
Giants, 198 yards passing Sunday night.
Well, to be fair, they left Odell Beckham on the sidelines to scout who those corners were, because I really don't think they did know who they were. By the way, since I brought him up, and you and I are in a fantasy football league together in which you are the commissioner, and there's a lot of people that play in that league that are listening, I'm putting Odell on the block. Serious offers, and he is up for sale.
What do you want?
I'd like to look at some running backs, like an RB1 somewhere.
I've got seven running backs, so we can probably do something.
Okay.
Finally, before we go to break, there's this guy, and we didn't realize it at first. He's got a YouTube channel.
Which one?
Oh, the
Broncos
fan.
I'm sorry, I was looking
fan.
At your running backs. No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The Broncos fan.
Oh, the Bronco fan. No, I don't know if he's got a channel or not. There's not enough people that watch him.
Well, where'd you get this?
To qualify for a channel.
Where'd you get this?
I was looking for Patriots fans' reactions for after the game, and there was a couple of really goofy ones, but as I was scrolling down on the side of one of them while I was listening to the guy rant and rave up top, I ran across this dude, and he just looked insane. So I clicked on him, and he is insane. Oh, this motherfucker's on some serious medication.
He's completely insane, but now I remember him. He's a Broncos fan, and we had audio from this guy. What was this when Denver lost the Super Bowl, right?
Right. This was when, John Fox lost the Super Bowl.
To Seattle?
Right. We were way out in front on this lunatic.
Broncos, you'll always be my team, but fuck you. Have a nice day.
Right. That was right after they lost the Super Bowl.
Right. The psychotic in his mother's basement.
Okay. So, right. And now he's just he's analyzing, John.
He is analyzing, and I'll tell you what, he doesn't just analyze, he stops for long periods of time.
Yeah, he'll take a Sergio dip in between words.
Right, it's like, where did he just go? Beth, he's fucking off in La La Land staring at the wall.
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys.
You know who Sergio Dip reminds me of? That crazy-ass weather guy.
The weather guy?
It's going to be cold, and you better dress warm and wear a heavy coat. Remember that guy?
Oh, Frankie from Nova Scotia. Yeah, Frankie. I should actually go and see what Frankie has to say about all these hurricanes.
Oh, yeah, right?
Yeah, we have to maybe get Frankie back here.
All right, so anyway, let's get back to this guy. And I don't know what his name is, but he's analyzing the Pats-Chiefs game.
Wow, what a fucking game. What a fucking game that was. An interesting fucking game, to say the least.
Oh.
So the Patriots losing to the Kansas City Chiefs, 42-27. Chiefs pulled off the upset, and it was the Chiefs, not the Patriots, that ended up putting the game away.
That's interesting.
So, very fucking interesting. And the Chiefs' defense played great. They pretty much shut down Rob Gronkowski.
So that's what he has to say about it. So very fucking interesting.
Well, Tom, it made me get my monocle out. That is interesting.
Or at least contain him or whatever the fuck. And they really fucked. And they
that's
really
the strategy.
Fucked up Brady. 16 of 36 for 270. No touchdowns, no interceptions, but no touchdowns. And Brady looked really fucking flat.
Flat, John.
Let's just call for what it is. Brady just looked really fucking flat. How about that Kareem Hunt dude?
How about that?
The biggest sensation of week one. Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, how about that?
Hell, what's that motherfucking damn coach name?
Kareem Hunt dude? 256 yards of total.
I can't even believe that.
Well, dude, imagine Andy Reid in the locker room saying, "Hey, that Rob Gronkowski, contain him or whatever the fuck." There's your defensive game plan. Contain him or whatever the fuck.
Hell to the motherfucking no.
Oh, shit.
Ain't the whole of that shit right there, yo.
Right, let's get back to him.
Of 256 total yards. Two touchdown catches, and he ran for a touchdown. And Tyreek Hill, that dude is fucking fast as hell. Oh. New England could not keep up with him either. All right, and then you got fucking...
Serious analyzing.
Like, holy crap. He is. And how about Alex Smith tonight? Holy crap. He threw four touchdown passes and zero interceptions. And Alex Smith is probably going to be on a mission this year. Yeah, everybody was talking. Not that I thought the Patriots were going to go undefeated anyway, but everybody was talking about, oh, the Patriots were going to go undefeated. Oops, reality set in. so people can now shut the fuck up about that.
Yeah, so y'all shut the fuck up about that.
You're right.
This is ESPN. We're going down to Shaggy in Missouri for analysis of the game. How about that fucking Kareem Hunt guy?
How about that?
Right.
That girl's got a record contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Can you believe that?
Yeah, yes, I do. I believe it 100 fucking percent.
Right.
If there's one thing in this country you can do, it's sell an uncouth piece of bullshit.
Let's get back to this guy.
And Alex Smith looked really fucking good.
Yeah.
I'm not even a Patriots fan, nor am I a Chiefs fan. So, yeah. The Patriots pretty much cannot afford to go 0-2.
Wow. That's painful.
Okay. Because they're facing a pretty good AFC West this year.
Oh, they're facing a pretty good AFC West, John.
Is that what they're doing? I couldn't wait for them to spit it out.
Well, they were the first night anyway, but outside, I mean, they'll have three more games against the AFC West, but I think he needs to figure out what division they're in.
I'm just flabbergasted.
He is baffled. He's baffled, Tom.
I'm just flabbergasted. I guess, and of course, there's going to be some arrogant jackasses that are going to say, "Oh, we expected this bull fucking shit." And even if you did, big fucking deal. But yeah, holy crap! And I'll just fucking leave it at that. So, the Chiefs are 1-0, and the Patriots will not go undefeated.
No.
Other than that, who gives a flying fuck? So, with that being said, time for me to sign off. Till next time. Later, fuckers.
What the? He makes a 10-minute video because nobody gives a fuck, he says.
Wait a minute. Yeah, right? I love the end.
Other than that, who gives a flying fuck?
What?
So, with that being said, time for me to sign off. Till next time. Later, fuckers.
Later, fuckers. What the hell?
If this guy lives in your neighborhood and your kitten hasn't come home, or your puppy hasn't come home, that's where you go look. Oh. Over at his house.
Oh, I'm just flabbergasted.
Right.
Right. If something catches fire and nobody knows how it happened, you go look at that guy.
Oh, my God.
Seriously, that the Patriots are not going to go undefeated, that is some Bernie Kosar-level analysis right
Man,
there.
Man, are you? I mean, Tom Brady looks fucking flat.
Tell you what, Tom, the Chiefs have a chance to go 16-0, but not the Patriots.
So there you go. There you go, crazy guy from, I don't know where the fuck he's from.
Oops!
But we find him for you.
All right, let's go to break. And right. When we come back, all right, we got a little bit of college stuff because there's some, man, I got this clip.
Good.
Oh, my God, with good. Brian Kelly. Brian Kelly goes bully on this female reporter.
I don't know. I haven't heard any flap over it. No flap.
Oh, I have. I don't think he's going to lose his job or anything, but he just looks really bad. That's all. Just, you know.
Wait
just,
a minute. The Catholics got upset because he put a woman in her place? Get the fuck out of here. Really?
Oh, no, just everybody else. Besides,
oh, well,
Catholics.
What do they care?
Right.
Big fucking deal.
Right.
That's right. Our goddamn Pope wears a big fucking squid hat. Fuck you.
Who gives a flying fuck?
Right.
That's right.
All right, go to break.
And now, Cleveland Browns highlights from yesterday. You have been listening to Cleveland Browns highlights from yesterday. Join us again next week for more of the same.
John, so happy to have mybookie.ag back supporting the Bang Radio Hour this year. And, I mean, the website is amazing. If you're going to bet on football, I don't know why you would go anywhere else.
Any football. College football, pro football.
Or any sport. Any sport at all.
If you want to gamble your money, go there.
And they'll double it for you just because you listen to us. Now, when you go to mybookie.ag, there's a place where you put in the promo code. When you create your account and you make your deposit, you put in the promo code BANG, B-A-N-G, and they will match whatever you put in. So you put in $100, they put in $100. Now you have $200 to bet with. It's that simple.
That's right. Now, remember back in second grade when you had to take that vocabulary test and you said, I'm never going to have to learn how to spell that word BANG. I'm never going to use that again. Well, here you go, buddy. It could double your money.
You know, so they've got the lines up all the time, and they change as lines change. So, you know, you'll see that. You might check one day and then go back 2 days later, and it's a different line, and then you're comfortable with it.
It's the best. And look, they sponsor us, and you guys like us. And there's nobody that listens to this podcast that thinks that there's any podcasts that are better than us. And since we're always harping on you to go over to the website and click on the donation button, think of it this way. If you go over and bet and try to win, which you're smart enough to do that, right? You'd have to be. You're listening to this show.
Yes, they are.
Right. If you do that, that's just like clicking the donation button for us, almost. Almost.
They got in-game live betting, player perks, and this amazing new mobile site makes it real easy. Take it with you everywhere. You know, when you hear something happen, oh, let me check that line. You find out somebody's hurt. Let me check that line before it changes. You get in on something that way real quick.
Right.
Again, when you go to mybookie.ag, use the promo code BANG to activate the offer. They will double your deposit. Visit mybookie.ag today. Play, win, get paid!
And it's about to get serious. Slice quickly across.
The punch is out!
Slice goes down! Slice in trouble! Oh my goodness! Slice gets pounded out! And they stop it! Rocky! Rocky is here! Seth Petrocelli shocks the world! The most incredible victory in the history of mixed martial arts!
Hey, this is John from Skillet. You're listening to John and Tom on the Bang Radio Hour.
Rosen fakes the spike in the end zone. Touchdown! Whoa! Jordan Lasley! The legend of Josh Rosen! In full bloom! Dan Marino will be pro!
I don't understand why Gus Johnson isn't doing, like, Sunday night football.
Dude, I'll tell you what. It's like, in week one of college football, there's always, in practically any week in college football, there is always something amazing that happens, and it's that Gus Johnson calls a game. That dude is the best, and could you find a better announcer to call a 34-point comeback in the last, what, 17 minutes of the game?
I can't find a better announcer to call anything.
I'd like Gus Johnson way better than Chris Collinsworth, who last night... Did you watch the Bengals game any last night at all? All right, you saw the one big play that they had down the field to frickin' A.J. Green?
Yeah.
Where he ran off the line completely unmolested, completely uncontested, ran a post pattern, and the guy who was trying to pick off the ball jumped 2 yards behind where A.J. Green had pinpointed the ball, and Chris Collinsworth's like, oh, and look, it's almost intercepted. What a great play. And I'm like, no, the fucking safety made the worst angle you could have possibly seen. It was easier than shit to complete that pass. Fuck all. I can't stand him. Give me Gus Johnson.
If you got Gus Johnson calling curling in the Olympics, I probably still wouldn't watch.
No, I wouldn't watch either. But I'd listen to the highlights to see
if
it was
yeah,
fun.
Right. Yeah, I want the highlights. That'd be great. Give me the highlights with Gus Johnson curling. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Your coach, James Franklin, Penn State, said something pretty
that's
funny.
Right.
There's nothing funny to talk about with my Buckeyes.
It wasn't funny. He was telling the truth.
My Buckeyes got their ass kicked by a better football team, John.
Yes, they did. I'll say this for the Buckeyes, even though I'm going to make fun of you and make fun of them. They didn't freaking shirk with the schedule to start off the season. That wasn't an easy game. So the fact that they got beat, that was a bit of a surprise. They were supposed to be better than that, but you got to hand it to Oklahoma.
Well, and don't be surprised to see Oklahoma in the national championship this year. And here's the reason.
Yeah.
Number one. They have the best offensive line in the country. Number one rated offensive line in the country. And guess what? Everybody on that line is a junior or a senior. In fact, 85% of Oklahoma's starters are juniors and seniors. 85% of the Buckeye starters are freshmen and sophomores. The lack of experience finally caught up with Ohio State.
Well, that's some serious analyzing right there. But... like I said, that's not a cream puff. Usually I'm making fun of you at this time of year for Ohio State whipping up on, like, Slippery Rock and shit like that.
Well, Ohio State, whipped their, 45-24 in Oklahoma last year. Ohio State beat them.
Right. You know? Well, it's a bit of a different team now.
Well, it's another year of experience. I mean, that's the quarterback, oh my God, that guy, he's a senior. He's a Heisman Trophy candidate, and he probably will be playing on Sundays next year.
Well, let's see. This week, Penn State has the mighty Georgia State. Ohio State has an Army. Army could sneak up on you. They're not a bad team.
Ohio State's favored by 30, and they're going to beat them by about 50. It's going to be ugly, John. Because unfortunately, Ohio State's going to take out their frustration on the Army. The Black Knights are going down bad.
Yeah. Why do you got to make it racial?
I'm going to say 63-14. How's that?
All right, we're going to hold you to that.
Okay, 63-14. All right, and then anyway, your coach of Penn State, James Franklin, talking about beating Pitt, John. Hey, they were nothing, man. Pitt was nothing. Did you know
that? Why should they be?
They were no different than the other pansy. Listen,
most important is we're 1-0 this week, and we were able to get a win. You know, that's what this was for us, guys. I know last year for their win it was like the Super Bowl, but for us this was just like beating Akron.
Who they whooped 52-0 7 days prior.
I know. That's what I mean. It was no different than Akron. No different.
Right. They're just like the Zips to us. What that is, Tom, is you whipped the other side. You whipped them, and as they are limping back over the field, dragging their dead, you take your cannon and point it square at their ass and blast it. Get the fuck back over the hill.
Meanwhile, Akron's going, see that? See that? Told you. We went and played Penn State. Now we're relevant. We're relevant. Listen, they're talking about us.
We're as good as Pitt. All of a sudden, we're as good as Pitt.
How about that?
Yeah. Now, Zips, hold your heads up high.
Right.
The Zips. Honestly, who the fuck names a sports team about getting shut out? When else do you use the word zip? Does somebody say to you, Tom, how much money you got in your pocket? You don't go zip, but if somebody says, what was the score? You go, it was 52-0.
Right.
Why the fuck would you name your sports team about that?
I don't know, man. I don't even know what a zip is.
It's mind-boggling sometimes. You got to really wonder sometimes.
I think in their case, they were thinking a zip is really fast. It's a zip. Zip, 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 sure. Zip, zip.
No, it's something that you get your pubic hair caught in unless you properly keep yourself shaved.
Very fucking interesting.
Is it? Yeah.
Okay. That's right. Everybody, there's your hygiene lesson, courtesy of the Bang Radio Hour. Zips.
All right. let's see. I got two more college things here real quick, and we'll get back to the NFL. Mississippi State.
MSU.
Good football team.
Right.
Who are they? They're playing. They got a big game next week. Oh, LSU. LSU and Mississippi State. Looking forward to that.
MSU-LSU. That's usually a pretty damn good game.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but they were playing Louisiana Tech last week.
Isn't that Brett Favre's alma mater?
Louisiana Tech?
Isn't that where he went?
Really?
Let me check and see. I'll have to goddamn use the internet there to find out real quick. I'm pretty dang sure, though.
Anyway, Louisiana Tech, they're second and goal on like 7 or 8 yard line. All right. Second and goal. Trying to score.
Oh, I was wrong.
Trying to score. Where is he from?
Southern Mississippi.
That's it. SMU. Yeah.
No, that's Southern Methodist.
Oh, you're right. Southern Mississippi.
This lesson courtesy of the Bang Radio Hour. Anyway, Mississippi State was playing Louisiana Tech.
Yeah, and Louisiana Tech had the ball second and goal.
Okay.
And they were in the shotgun, and they snapped the ball, and this is what happened.
Oh, man. And then a terrible snap. Smith is going to have to go all the way back. He is secured. It's still loose. It's still loose. Rolling all the way back. This ball is still loose inside the 20. Who wants the football? It is finally recovered by Louisiana Tech back at the 7. The greased pig off the snap. Get out the calculator for 4th and goal on this one. My goodness.
4th and goal?
I don't know where you got 4th down from. It was 3rd down in 93.
Yeah, here, the radio guy got it right.
Out of the shotgun, Smith with Scott to his right. 3 receivers right. A bad snap. Back outside the 20.
Bad snap.
Smith trying to smother 25. Kent State's trying to pick it up. Still loose now out at midfield. They're still kicking it across the Tech side. Kicked even deeper down inside the 20. Rolling inside the 10. And Louisiana Tech covers it all the way back at its own 6-yard line. Oh, my. A lot of folks got hands on it. Every time State tried to pick it up, they wound up kicking it. Yeah, they were trying to scoop and run rather than just cover.
And am I? Is what that it? A loss of 87 yards?
Yeah, 3rd down and 93. Folks, I'm going to tell you something.
That's a record.
Jack did this 58 years. I don't know that Jack ever said 3rd down and 93, and I'm pretty sure if I go 58 years, I'll never say it again. 3rd and 93.
Oh, my gosh! Woo-hoo-hoo! And there ain't no flag! No penalty flags on the play!
Dude, there is nothing better than small school radio announcers, man. I love those guys.
That guy was actually pretty good,
he was
man,
great.
And they did get it right. But holy crap, dude! They kept kicking it. It looked like Dave Casper on the Holy Roller play, right? You young people out there, go Google it and look at it, where he's kicking the ball into the end zone where he could fall on it. Except that it was their own players that were doing it.
God, 3rd and 93, man.
I would have to honestly say. Somebody should look into point shaving and see if anything happened. That was ridiculous. Seriously, too many guys. The center snaps it a mile over the dude's head, and you should Google it up and look at it. YouTube it up. They're trying to pick it up, but they're kicking it forward like, you know, you do when you're playing with a little kid or something like that. You're screwing around with a little kid. And, you know, you're kicking the ball and making it look like you're going to pick it up. And they kicked it fucking 93 goddamn yards down the field.
Well, I remember they interviewed one defensive player, and he was like the one who was in the center of it all. And he's like, yeah, man, the coach got on me. He goes, I was just being greedy, man. I wanted to score a touchdown, man. I kept trying to grab that ball, man. It just kept bouncing. I was like, okay.
Yeah, whatever. You know what, man? That was my favorite part of the video is at the end when the guy that covers it, there's another dude standing there next to him who stomps his foot like a mad little girl.
Oh!
If you go to Google and type 3rd and 93, it'll pop right up if you haven't seen it.
For the rest of your life, it'll pop up.
Notre Dame coach, yeah, exactly. That's forever, man. Notre Dame coach Brian Kelly had an interesting Q&A with a reporter. Now, it sure seems to me he's trying to bully her. This is Indy star, yep, Notre Dame beat writer Lakin Littman, and she's asking Kelly about losing to Georgia by 1 point because this happened
at home.
Yeah, this happened last year with them, and she was you know, talking to him about it and comparing it to the last one. And, man, he did not like it, and he gets all testy with her. Listen.
Obviously, you've made a ton of changes, changed the culture, everything. But, obviously, you lost at the very end, kind of like last year, 7 of 8 losses.
How do you what's the question? What's the question?
I'm getting to it.
Get to the question.
How do you keep this from snowballing?
It's like not going to snowball. Next question.
Well, what exactly will be different, I guess?
There's nothing different. I go to work every day, and I coach my football team.
Okay.
Is that good enough for you?
Yes, I was just asking about how it was different from last year's losing by one possession.
Okay.
And tonight was also like that, so I was just wondering.
Losing by one possession?
Yes.
No, it was 1 point.
Okay.
Okay.
One possession!
She's snippy, too, at the end. Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Why can't you get 1 point? I just don't understand.
You know, look, I'm all for her, and I'm not making fun of her in particular, but that's probably how he took it. You know, like, who is this person that doesn't know a thing, this person with breasts that doesn't know anything, that keeps asking me,
I don't understand, you made all these changes to everything, the culture and the players, and you can't get that 1 point, why not?
My God, she's the Notre Dame beat writer, I hope she knows what she's talking about.
I'm sure she does, and she's right. What are you going to do that's different? How come you keep getting beat by 1 point by this team that really isn't what its reputation now?
Right.
You know, their reputation. Georgia isn't, you know, Georgia of 5 years ago anymore.
All right. So I want to talk about Kirk Cousins, your Redskins quarterback, who, you know,
somehow he overthrows a 6'5" receiver by 10 feet. I don't know how he does it, but he does.
We all this talk for the past 2 years about his contract and getting a long-term deal, and you know, right. you ready to jump off the ledge of a building. Everybody heard it, you know, because they were going to screw this up, and so right. They got him
and
once again on this 1 year franchise tag. And what's he getting? $29 million?
24, I think.
I thought it was 29, but
29, okay,
whatever. 24, 29.
It's a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, $29 million.
No, I don't think it's 29. I think it's 24.
No, it's 29. Here he has $29 million guaranteed by the franchise tag. That's what it says here.
Okay, see, that's more fingers and toes than I have.
Well, okay, so he would not sign the long-term deal they offered him. It was only there was $24 million in new guarantees with the contract they offered him. But he has $29 million guaranteed by just the franchise tag, so
right.
You know, but you know what, John? That it really wasn't about the money, it was about the length of the contract. Apparently.
Well, that's what I understand, Tom. Size matters.
Well, yeah, but he didn't want size. He just wanted 1 year because somebody told him 1 year contract only. No long-term deal. No.
It was his friend Skippy, I bet.
No, it wasn't Skippy. He was at the Liberty University convocation, and he was there on a being interviewed. There were different people there talking about their life experiences, and
he
explained.
Speaker.
Yeah, he was a speaker there. He explained who told him not to take a long-term deal with the Redskins. Here it is.
I prayed about it and said, Lord, what do you want to do? And I just didn't feel at peace about signing a long-term contract. And I think the Lord communicates to us in many ways, and one of those ways is through his peace. And and I just didn't feel at peace. And in addition, I do believe that the Lord, at least in my life, he likes to use 1-year contracts, not long-term contracts, if you will. He likes to take me to the edge of the Red Sea and have me see there's water in front of me, there's mountains on either side, and there's the Egyptians chasing me behind. And he wants me to sit there for a moment and go, God, you better show up.
What?
And then he parts the Red Sea. And he's done that time and again in my life, on the football field and off the football field. And I believe that a long-term contract, fully guaranteed, whatever, when you start talking about that, I think that's the Lord saying, Kirk, I'm going to, you know, here's the Red Sea parted before you even start getting chased. And I think the Lord is a God who says, no, I'm going to give you manna every day. I'm not going to give you manna for 3 years, okay? You just get enough for today and trust me for the rest. And the Lord's doing that through my football contracts. And while it's been much talked about on the outside, he's also teaching me and my family something as we go through it.
That's strong.
That's strong, John. That's strong and, you know, hey.
Strong.
Strong.
Look, I got two things to say. Number one, it wasn't the Egyptians. It was the fucking Eagles, and they made you fumble twice.
The Egyptians, yeah. What was that about the Egyptians? I didn't even understand.
I would shudder to think what their helmets would look like.
Well, here's my thing. All right, so he doesn't take this deal. Well, what are the chances God will change his mind in the off season? Do gods even change their minds? I mean, they can see the future and stuff, right?
I guess. Yeah, they are the future. I would think.
You know,
it's all happening at the same time for them. What I want to know is how come he doesn't realize that the Red Sea parting is actually his pass protection, and he should go ahead and go through whether there's Egyptians chasing them or not. God damn it, throw the ball. Don't run into trouble.
Hello.
Stand in awe, mortals, for I have come to bring you tidings from the kingdom of heaven.
Hi, God.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Thank you for asking. Nobody ever asks about me. It's always give me this or give me that. I sincerely appreciate it.
Well.
I heard you talking about me.
Yes, Kirk Cousins appreciates you.
Of course he does, Tom. I got him a sweet gig down at Liberty University for a good speaking contract. Put in a good word for him.
But it wasn't a long-term contract, right?
Absolutely not. I don't play that mess.
Well, okay, so Kirk Cousins says that you told him not to sign a long-term deal with the Redskins. Is that true?
Yes, I did. I got to tell you, it's not exactly like that.
No.
Look, it's no secret I don't like Dan Snyder. Dan Snyder is an annoying little twerp.
So dramatic.
But the truth be told, it's Kirk didn't ask me if he should sign long term. He asked me if he should accept $29 million cold hard cash for 1 year and then cash it in to sign for even more in 2018.
So what'd you say?
What do you think I said? I said, holy fuck, shit, fuck yeah, take the money, baby. And now the fake news media has turned it around into me telling him not to sign a long-term deal.
Well, he said that.
He is mistaken. I work in mysterious ways. He thought I was a weak side blitz, and I was coming up the middle. I hope, Tom, that clears everything up.
I guess so.
Tom, I'll tell you what. You know what's a lot of fun?
What's that?
Whipping giant hurricanes right at the United States.
Oh, my God.
You should see it. It's ridiculous.
What are
you? Can make all kinds of ripples.
Stop! What are you talking about? What?
Hey, look.
What?
It's your own fault.
What?
You can't deny it. It's all because of the homos.
Oh, no. What is going on? John.
Look, I'll see you Sunday. And God says, don't bet on the Falcons this week.
John. What?
Hey, look.
Why? Go ahead.
Dude, the evangelicals have been telling us all this time, and we just haven't listened. You'd think we would learn.
What do you? You got an email? I don't even know what to say.
Yes, I do. Let's see what I got here. I got an email here From Bill Michalowski from Philadelphia. We're going to call him because he's going to send us his picks. He says, I think you guys need picks, so here's my picks. Week 3 in NCAA, I am 4-2 overall. Well, we're just going to have to take your fucking word for it, aren't we?
What?
All right. He says he's going with Mississippi State, plus 7.5 over with LSU. What do you think of that? I don't fucking care. He's going with Kansas State, minus 4 versus Vanderbilt.
Hold on. Mississippi State's getting 7.5.
Yeah, they're getting 7.5.
Hold on. I'm pulling up mybookie.ag. I want to see what they got this line at.
Bill Michalowski. I don't want to say that every week. So we're going to call him Spreads Mahoney.
Spreads Mahoney. That? I love it.
Spreads Mahoney coming in from Philadelphia.
Now, see, I don't know if that's still on it. Mybookie.ag. It's a 7 even.
Well, he's got himself at a half a point. So we're going to deduct that half a point from you, Spreads Mahoney, because it's 7.0 at our official MyBookie.ag spread checker. All right, Kansas State, minus 4 versus Vanderbilt. Kansas State giving 4 points to Vanderbilt. What's that got?
Oh, I got 3.5. I got 3.5. That's just as good.
Oh, he keeps snagging about a half point. All right, so we'll give you a 4 on that one. All right. Utah, minus 26.5 at versus San Jose State. 26.5.
Wow. Yeah, I got 26.
Dude, what's with you in this half point? Dude, Spreads Mahoney's over here trying to pull a fast NCAA.
But see, that's what I'm talking about. That's the great thing about mybookie.ag. Those lines are constantly updating. You sit there, you keep your eye on it, and if it's headed a way you like, you just keep checking until it gets where you want it. Then you lay that bet before you lose that line. That's what's so great about it.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. And I think that Spreads Mahoney ought to go over there right now, drop 100 bucks, get himself 100 extra bucks, and tell us how he does all year long. Because he says he was 4-2 overall so far. So far, you would have doubled your money.
Right.
All right. Week 2 in the NFL. He says last week he went 1-2. I'll believe him because so did I. And if I did, well, then God damn it, anybody can, Tom. He's going to go the Browns getting 8 points at the Ravens. I think that's a good bet. I like the Browns this week, as a matter of fact. I think the Ravens were paper tigers last week. Yeah, it was a shutout. But as we can see from last night, the Bengals don't know how to find the fucking end zone.
8 points.
8 points with the Browns. I'll take that.
Boy, that's...
Tell me it's probably 7.5. He's snagging a half.
No, it's 8. It's 8. That's just really inviting. I'm thinking about that one.
I think that's a good bet. All right, Vikings getting 6 from the Steelers. I like that one, too. I like the Vikings. The other night, man, I thought they were dominant.
I'm showing that, too. I like the Vikings to win this game, John.
I actually do, too. I was actually thinking about putting Sam Bradford in as my QB1.
No, I get 6 points. I am all over that one. I will definitely take that all
day. That's what Spreads Mahoney will give
you. Yes, I will take that all day.
All right, he's going to give the Lions getting 3 against the Giants. I'll take that, too. The Giants are terrible. The Giants are fucking horrible. I have one league that I'm in where I have stuck with Eli Manning. I accidentally picked him, and now I'm trying my ass off to get rid of him. I wanted Jared Goff to replace him, and somebody took it out from under me. That's how desperate I am. Give me Jared Goff. Oh, no, he's gone.
Well, look, we went through this for the past 4 months. Every time we did a show, and all I heard about was this Giants defense, this amazing Giants defense.
Right.
And I kept saying, and I've been saying it, they did nothing to address that mess of an offensive line.
Right. And if you can't get off the field, your defense is dead.
Right. And how many times did Dallas drive a long drive and then get a 3 and out, and then drive a long drive and get a 3 and out? And it was like, man, it broke them right down, you know?
Yeah, but absolutely. That's why I am looking to trade Odell Beckham Jr. in our league that we are in. We'll talk about that later.
Yes, we will. All right. So he likes the Lions getting 3. I kind of like that too. That's another one I like. All right. So far, what are we calling him?
Spreads Mahoney. That's Bill Michalowski from Philadelphia.
Spreads.
Hey, we're going to go ahead and take the Lions and give them points there. All right. That's not a good Philly accent, but I've been drinking while we've been playing the podcast here, and I just don't know what the hell it is.
I like Mississippi State. I don't know enough about LSU to bet on that game, but as far as the NFL games go, I really like every pick he recommended.
I do like those NFL picks. The Mississippi State pick, I think, is pretty good because I did watch a little bit of LSU, and I really wasn't all that impressed with what I saw. They have fallen off considerably.
Well, I'm just going to take his picks. That's what I'm going to bet. I'm going to bet his picks this week.
Damn, you're laying your money down on what Spreads Mahoney has to say?
I am. I like every one of those picks.
All right. Well, then moving along, Christian, we'll find out how that goes next week. We should have your wife on as a guest to explain just why you should never do that again.
I think I'm going to add one more to that, though. I'm going to add one more to that. I love the Chargers are a 3.5-point favorite at home over the Dolphins. I'm taking the Chargers to cover that all day.
See, I'm not so sure about that because, you know what? Call me fucking crazy, but I think that Jay Cutler can actually play with Devontae Parker and the rest of that offense. I think they've got a running game that can offset him having to fucking hold the game down.
Yeah.
I think the Dolphins are going to win. They got a pretty good defense, too.
Okay.
I'll take the Dolphins in that game.
3.5. I'm sure their minds aren't anywhere else.
Oh, who cares? They have servants for that. Hey, Consuela, bail it out. Come on. I'll be back in a couple of days.
Do you think the Dolphins are as good as the Broncos?
It depends on what you're doing. I mean, look, if I'm trying to hit basketballs into a net with my nose, I'll take the Dolphins. If I want to run around out in a pasture somewhere and kick my feet up, I'll take Broncos.
I don't know, but all their shit is underwater at home, and they're clear on the other side of the coast out west in L.A. playing the Chargers. Go ahead.
Right. I don't know where the Broncos came from. Somehow I must have think I thought I heard you say Broncos.
Give me the Chargers.
All right, I'll take the Dolphins in that game, but I'm not laying money on it because I don't like that game enough to put any dollars down on it at all.
I definitely
All right,
do.
Christian the Falcons fan says, "Well, I was listening to Bang Radio Hour 282, and that's a good listener. That's somebody that knows to go back and find the older episodes."
Right.
Hey, look, really. If you want to find the older episodes and you see that it only goes back a certain number of ones on our website, if you want the older ones, just drop me a line on Twitter at Bang Radio Hour and I will show you how to find them. They're easy. All you have to do is know the link to get them and that's it. As a matter of fact, if you take the link that's of the website right there, I mean of the file that you get, and just change the number, you'll get any of them.
There you go.
Okay. He says, John was making fun of Tom because Penn State beat Ohio State from a blocked kick, and me being an OU fan, I just thought of the Brown coach saying, "We're trying as hard as we can," but it was Ohio State's coach. So I guess he meant the Browns because he meant Hugh Jackson. He was saying, "Oh my God, Urban Meyer says he was trying so hard, but those Nittany Lions ran right through that line and they blocked that kick."
The guys are trying as hard as they can.
Kick is up. It's blocked. Picked up by Haley. Touchdown, Penn State. And the Nittany Lions electrify Beaver Stadium.
All right. I have to relive that crap.
When I'm listening to the podcast in my headphones and I'm walking around the grocery store, I find myself touching myself when that clip comes up. And I try to explain to the police officer that's hustling me out of the store what I'm listening to so that in hopes he would understand why I am perfectly justified. All right, let's see here. From Officer John Henry on Facebook. It's one of our police officer friends. Hey, banging the other guy. And he's been around for a long time. He knows you're the other guy. All right, takeaways from week one. However, it used to be that people would call us Bang and the other guy, but they always thought you were Bang. That's pretty funny. Takeaways from week one. What dirt does Marvin Lewis have on the Brown family that he keeps that job? Does it involve a dead girl or a live boy? Tom, what do you think?
I think this is his last year as coach of the Bengals.
I just heard somebody, Bandit Max, our old buddy Bandit Max, Joe Sturr, tweeted us up and told me that he got a 2-year extension. Anything to that?
Did he?
Did that happen today?
No. Today?
I don't know. I got a tweet from Bandit Max. I haven't got the opportunity to go out and look at it. But if everybody, by the time you're listening to this, you'll know, right? Because if he did, ESPN, well, fuck ESPN, but everybody that's got any credibility will be making that face that your dog makes when you whistle at him and he kind of cocks his head a little bit. But 2-year extension for no touchdowns? 2 games? Huh? All right, let's see here. He says, oh, by the way, I'm going to go with a live boy. I know it was the Colts, but the Rams look like they could break the Fisher 500 curse. Sean McVay's pretty good, I think, as far as an offensive coordinator. And they do have some weapons. That Cooper Kupp is pretty badass.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, the Redskins could very easily lose to them this weekend.
Yes, they could.
I'm glad the Cowboys are playing the Broncos. That's a game that they could lose too.
Oh, they definitely could lose that game. Everything here says he's going into the season. I'm back to Marvin Lewis. Sorry that he's going into the season in the last year of his contract.
Well, there you go. Breaking news from several days ago from the Bang Radio Hour. For whenever you're listening to this. John Officer John Henry also says that the AFC is not going to be just the Patriots and everyone else. That's some pretty hefty analysis there. He's also getting worried. Has anybody seen Sergio dip since Monday? Did an ESPN executive drive him upstate or through the woods? Did he return to Menudo? He was one of the Menudo guys, wasn't he?
Beth, Coach, it's a pleasure to be with you guys here on the field from up close, just watching Coach.
All right, from our Twitter feed, which is at Bang Radio Hour, which I would highly recommend to everybody. It's a lot of fun. Trust me, I do it. So I like myself. All right, the philosophy jerks say they are glad you guys are back for another NFL season. Our football watching weekend is never complete until we listen to the show first.
Oh, that's very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, that's a good podcast, the philosophy jerks. Check it out. Tom.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right now, official Bang Radio Hour smoking hot professional wrestler Jessie Roberts says that she's very concerned that you may not be in from the ledge yet, given what happened to Ohio State last week. So please assure her that you're fine, because really, if she puts either one of us into a fucking headlock, we're going to pass out.
Wait a minute. Did you say Jessie Roberts?
Jessie Roberts, yes. She's a wrestler.
J-E-S-S-E?
J-E-S-S-I-E, I believe.
Oh,
she's on our Twitter feed. Go look at it one of these days.
Oh, yeah.
Jessie Roberts. She's the official Bang Radio Hour smoking hot wrestler.
I remember, yes.
All right, so she's concerned about your well-being after Ohio State's defeat to Oklahoma last week.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay because, I was worried about the Buckeyes this year, to be honest with you, because they were so young. I mean, you can't just put 20 guys in the NFL over the past 2 years and not miss a beat. I don't care how great your recruiting class is. You know, the only difference, you know, Ohio State, and Urban Meyer talked about this a couple years ago, and it made a lot of sense.
He sure did.
He talked about when, you know, these Alabama and Ohio State and Michigan and these big schools that get these 4- and 5-star athletes right out of high school, the only difference mm-hmm. between those guys, I mean, obviously there's a handful of them that are very special players, but the biggest difference Hooray! Between most of them is simply development. So these guys who are 5-star players, the 5-star players come in, they're ready to play at the college level right now, whereas a 3-star guy is going to take a year, year and a half before he's ready to play at the same level. So that's why I was talking about when you look at Oklahoma and you look at that offensive line and the quarterback, they're all juniors and seniors, whereas Ohio State's all freshmen and sophomores. You know what I mean? And I think
I do know what you mean.
So that's, you know, so I mean, the Ohio State is so young. Now, remember, this happened with Virginia Tech, and Ohio State ran the table, won the Big Ten championship, sneaked into the playoffs, and won the whole thing. And is that going to happen this year? I don't know. But they will be a better team at the end of the year. Whether they're good enough to do all that, we'll see. But Dallas made everything better. Dallas made everything fine for the weekend. So thank you for your concern, though.
All right. The previously mentioned captain of the Bang Radio Hour Hungarian fan base, Zoltan Paksa. Dude, you do not know how long in my life I have waited to be able to turn around and say, Captain Zoltan, I need you, and have somebody actually respond. I need you to take that planet right now. Anyway, he wants to know if Colonel Coughlin would return to the show anytime soon. So I guess, considering how big they won this week, and he is now the president in Jacksonville, he could say,
Our Jaguar divisions, Tom Vizeli, they laid waste to the flooded-out city of Houston. In the very hour of their greatest need, the Jaguars took their pitiful hopes and crushed them with 10 sacks. We won with Blake Bortles. Blake Bortles. Ah. I don't see the difference. Him and Eli Manning, neither one looked like shit to me.
All right. Finally, Brandon White thinks that we should find a Not the Bengals drop, like we have that Not the Falcons drop, which I would love for Wiss to be able to do, but I think his name was DeJuan. I haven't seen a video from him in so long, and I don't know that he does requests or not. So there you go. That's all I got.
All right. Well, make sure you go to mybookie.ag, use the promo code BANG, and they will double your deposit.
Yep. Make sure you play, what do we call him? Spreads Mahoney. You make sure you play Spreads Mahoney's pick.
I'm going to. I'm playing all three of them.
All right. Bill, the bookie's best friend from Philly.
All right. Twitter?
Oh, at Bang Radio Hour is our Twitter feed, and you can go ahead and find us on Facebook. We've got a Bang Radio Hour Facebook page, too. It's a lot of fun. And you can come in and ask freaking Spreads Mahoney just what kind of meds he takes. Actually, I like those picks.
All right. And you can also find us at bangradiohour.com. We'll do it again next time.
Later.
Till next time. Later, fuckers.
And it's Eli with the interception to seal the launch. Very good, Eli.
You've been listening to the Bang Radio Hour.
Mein lieber Schwan hat dir einen abgekriegt.
Listen to me.
Bang Radio.
Wait.
I only can control what I can control. I mean, there's not much I can control. It's out of my control now.
We have reason to believe that control may have been infiltrated.
Oh, Troy, I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God!
Ain't a whole lot of that shit right there, yo.
You don't have to spend a lot of time kind of circumcising the mosquito.
Whoa, Shell saltwater supercars. They look fun.
Science-fueled fun, actually, Dad. Toy cars that run salt water.
Fuel the family fun with Shell saltwater supercars. Fill up with £30 or more, and you'll qualify to buy a car from just £3.99.
I want one!
Okay, Dad.
Fill up on fun with saltwater supercars at Shell. Participating sites, conditions apply. See shell.co.uk/saltwatersupercars for details.
Make sure you're uni ready with our huge range of practical essentials and home from home comforts and get 10% off for a limited time. T's and C's and exclusions apply. Dunelm, the home of homes.